We've all seen a log cabin. Such structures were the norm for many Americans early in the country's history. But did you ever see a log cabin with the logs arranged vertically instead of horizontally? There are only a handful in the U.S., and most are here. It's this edition of the American Countryside.
What's the first thing you do in the morning? For many farmers and ranchers, it's checking weather and market updates. Make AgWeb Daily Newsletter part of your morning routine. Not only bringing you essential news and weather updates, but also covering topics such as smart farming and agriculture's next generation. And each weekday, stay informed and stay ahead with AgWeb Market Weekly. Whether you're at home or in the field, AgWeb Market Weekly keeps you connected and competitive.
Delivered straight to your inbox. Subscribe to both today at agweb.com/newsletters and never miss a beat.
I'm Tyne Morgan, host of U.S. Farm Report, the only weekend television show that features some of agriculture's biggest names. From custom commentary from John Phipps to the stories of antique iron with Machinery Pete to a list of more than 30 marketing analysts, our weekly program focuses on the topics that matter most to you. We invite you to join us each weekend for U.S. Farm Report, timely, trusted tradition.
St. Genevieve, Missouri was established in the 1740s and settled mostly by French Canadians. As Jim Baker explains, you can still see much of the town that existed before the founding of this nation.
St. Genevieve is a sleepy little place, and that's worked to our advantage over the years. There was no big sense of urban renewal. The houses that are here really represent a multiple period of historic importance, but we still have buildings built in the 1700s that are used as private residences today. And it's an amazing testament to the fact that so much of that architecture is still being used in the way it was originally intended.
One of the homes preserved here is the Felix Valley home. Mr. Valley ran a business from part of his house.
It's called Menard and Valley, and we've restocked the store here with the different goods you would have seen for sale in about 1830. A lot of manufactured goods from the East, shipped here by steamboat. But then quite a bit of material that would have been imported as well.
They also have a very rare piece of French architecture preserved here.
It's the Beauvais Amoureux House. That building is built in the style that the French were using in the colonial period for their architecture. And the French were known in this region for their vertical log buildings. So in a sense, these are log cabins, but the French used the logs in the walls vertically as opposed to horizontally, which we're used to seeing in the United States.
There are three of those vertical log buildings in St. Genevieve, a true treasure, since there are only five others known to exist in the rest of the nation. Many of the buildings are part of the Felix Valley State Historic Site. Traveling the countryside in St. Genevieve, Missouri, I'm Andrew McRae.